One of the reasons I have weight to lose is because I can eat healthy all the time. I won't eat healthy at all. If I can't work out 30 minutes, I won't work out. I know this thinking is not healthy and TDL material, but curious as I'm having trouble writing stuff down if I can't do it perfectly. I have been aware and made 24-hour plans in my head, but I know it would hold me more accountable if I just write it down. I'm just not much of a writer and have an 8-month-old and full-time job. I've got to overcome this. Brittany, I need you just to decide. Number one, I'm not going to whine anymore about not being a writer. I'm done with that part. You do not need to be a writer. You need to write for 3 minutes. You need to tell yourself, you're sitting there, I'm just not a writer and I've got this full-time job and I've got an 8-month-old and stuff. Girl, you got 3 minutes. You probably took you 2 to type all that. You're on this call. Get off the call right now and go make a plan. Like, it is literally that simple. But when you have your TNT drama working behind you and you're like, oh, wait a minute, I'm not a writer. And because I'm not a writer now, that's going to force me into like feeling obstinate, right? And then when we feel obstinate, this is what we do. We have to figure out what are all of our obstacles, and we have to remind ourselves of our obstacles at all time, rather than just saying like, oh shit, I need to write for 3 minutes a day. When am I doing that? Do it when you first get to work. Do it before you get out of the car, before you go into the job. Wake up 3 minutes earlier every single day so that you can arrive at your job 3 minutes earlier every single day and write that shit down. That's it. This is what I'll be eating today. Your issue, and this is a lot of people's issue, that if you want to lose weight, here's the problem. You have to quit declaring yourself as a perfectionist. You already know that it's not working for you. And here's the problem with perfectionists. They think that they have to do it perfectly. That's wrong. Perfectionists are afraid of mistakes. So from fear, they just don't do anything and get it all wrong. That's all we're doing right now. So stop saying I'm a perfectionist. Just be really honest with yourself and say, like, you know what? It's not that I'm a perfectionist. I'm afraid I'll do it wrong. I'd rather you tell yourself over and over and over again that I'm in fear that I'm going to do it wrong than to keep telling yourself it's because I'm a perfectionist. That always sounds so good, but it's a lie. Perfectionists are not actually perfectionists. They're people who are afraid. Otherwise, you'd just be doing it and you would just do it wrong and sloppy and figure it out. I feel like I'm an actual perfectionist because I'm always seeking how to do it better. And I just do a lot of shit wrong all the time so that I can figure out faster how to get better. I'm more interested in getting better. You're more interested in not getting it wrong. And you just need to see that for yourself. You got to understand that part. And then you have to tell yourself the truth. Oh, shit, I'm not really a perfectionist. I'm someone who's scared they're going to do it wrong. And the only reason why you'd be scared you're going to do it wrong is because you're going to beat yourself up over it. At some point, you're going to make it mean, well, that must mean I can't do this, and this must mean I'm this, and whatever your reasons are. That's all optional. That whole part of it, the beatdown, don't have to do that part. So if you don't have to do that part, you really don't have anything to be afraid of. The worst that happens is you start making your mistakes and learning what's next for you so that you can get better. So just don't deny yourself all your success. Just stop doing that part.